talking about another Ronnie Dunn song off Hunter Proof Neon, Something I Can't Have. This song is written by Ronnie Dunn, Dean Dillon, and Scotty Emmerich. And we're going to get into the songwriters here. I'm going to try to do that a little bit more, you know, on these, especially these Ronnie Dunn songs where we know who Ronnie Dunn is. I'm obviously not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about him. But before I get into the song, you know, Dean Dillon, I'm sure that if you're a big-time country music fan, you might have heard of him. Here's some things about him. He's a country musician and songwriter born in Lake City, Tennessee, which is just north of Knoxville. And it's actually now known as, or it's called Rocky Top. Not to be confused with the song is not about that town. Kind of this area in general is known as Rocky Top, but I don't know when it is, but they changed that name to that. Yeah, he was born there in March of 1955 as Larry Dean Flynn. So he took his middle name as his stage name, songwriter name, and his last name changed it a few times. So in 1973, graduated from Oak Ridge High School in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and then hitchhiked to Nashville. He first recorded as Dean Rutherford, and then Dean Dalton, and finally Dean Dillon, which was picked randomly from a telephone book. 1979, he released his first single, I'm Into the Bottle to Get You Out of My Mind, which peaked at number 30 country. 1 year later, he released Nobody in His Right Mind Would Have Left Her, which is his highest peaking song at number 25 country. In 82, he released his first and most popular album, Brotherly Love, with Gary Stewart, which peaked at number 23 country. In 88, he released his first, he had a few music videos, I see. He released his first music video, The New Never Wore Off My Sweet Baby. So I'm not sure if that's on YouTube, but might be. 2002, he was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. In 2011, he released three albums to Spotify. So I don't know when those actually were released, but there's three albums on Spotify that were released that are dated that year. 2020, he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. And, you know, he's most notable for being a songwriter. And so here's a few pretty big songs that he's written or co-written. Tennessee Whiskey, Oceanfront Property by George Strait, She Let Herself Go by George Strait, and Miami, Miami by Keith Whitley. So he had a lot of songs that he wrote or co-wrote for George Strait. And he is, known as a legend of the country songwriting community, and he is 67 years old. So also around the ages of similar age to Ronnie and Kix. So Scotty Emmerich is the other guy here. He was a country music artist and songwriter born in Hollywood, Florida in July of 1973. He's best known for his co-writes on Toby Keith songs, including I'm Just Talking About Tonight, Beer for My Horses, I Love This Bar, and As Good As I Once Was. In 2003, he released his soul album, The Coast Is Clear, which included a duet with Toby Keith, I Can't Take You Anywhere, which peaked at number 24 country. Huh, I don't know if that's the song that peaked there or the album. I don't really have that written down. And he is 49 years old. So let's talk about the song a little bit. Something I can't have. It's 3:42 in length. One of the little bit longer songs on the album, but not terribly long. It's around that Brooks and Dunn, a lot of their songs in that 3 minute range. It starts off with a strong fiddle intro that reminds me of Cowgirls Don't Cry. And the first verse, the narrator apologizes for giving into his crazy, followed by him saying that the whiskey helps the hurt but it don't heal. It's a classic narrative right here, and it's very true. And this may not be the first time he's been drinking about her being gone, because he says that she's, quote, stone cold gone. So she's probably been gone for a little while now. In the chorus, he says that the woman he's singing about is an old flame burning in his past, a long gone that ain't coming back. She's something that he can't have. And the fiddle and the steel guitar kill this chorus, really make it a good chorus. Second verse, he's reminiscing on the past days of holding her and how he should have held her tighter. Also tips his hat to the other sad bar songs, playing at the jukebox, quote, about some fool who can't let go and can't move on. So that's pretty much exactly what he's doing. And yeah, it's pretty much, I don't know what that would be breaking the, and that's sort of like in theater, breaking the fourth wall. Isn't that what it's called? Breaking the fourth wall, breaking the, is that the third wall or the fourth wall? I've never really heard this in a song before, but I don't know if there's a name for it, but he's kind of breaking the fourth wall of the song. 'Cause he's talking about a song playing on the jukebox about some fool can't let go and can't move on. And, you know, that's what this song is. So that's actually pretty clever. Put that in there. And then finally we get like 2.5 more choruses. And this is the downfall of this song, really. 3:42 in length. And it's just too long. 3:42 when you only have two verses. The chorus, I'm just not a fan of that 2.5 at the end. They should really just take, I mean, they could take an entire chorus out, or at the bare minimum, that last little half chorus thing. I'm not a fan of that. So, you know, overall, I like the song a lot. I think it pairs well with She's Why I Drink Whiskey. I don't know which one would be like a part one and part two, but they sound different, but they pretty much have the same message. He's drinking whiskey about a woman, and they even mentioned very similar things. I mean, saying that first verse saying she's gone, second verse saying he should have held on tighter, or, you know, he's kind of saying it was kind of his fault. And, you know, I don't know which would be a part one, part two, but it's very similar. This song really, I think, would be a tier one Ronnie Dunn song overall and on this album for me, if it were a bit shorter. I think it is a little bit too long with those choruses. You know, by the time you get the second chorus and the little half chorus, I mean, it's just, it is just a little bit too repetitive. I do not care for it. I mean, we're talking, you're not even at the 2-minute mark by the time the second verse is done. And so from 2 minutes to 3:42, you know, it's just, it's choruses. I mean, you got a little bit of fiddle in there in between a couple of the choruses there, but that would be my complaint about this. But still is a good kind of modern honky-tonk song, better than a lot of the other songs in the album. You know, this is definitely going to be a top half of the album type song, or a top half of the album song for me. And definitely give a lot of credit, besides those flaws, I give a lot of credit to Ronnie Dunn here on the production side of things. You know, I don't really know if he in the past has really produced his own music. He is now. He has his own publishing company. So, you know, he produced this album. And, you know, I give some credit here and give some credit to the musicians. I mean, I think it's a decently well-written song. But the song, the writing part is kind of similar to other ones that I've seen, but it's the music and the production, I think, that really makes it. So I think this is an A.